Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Turns Allowed, where pursuing promotion is our business.
I love it.
I think it's great.
Join us as best-selling author, publisher, our owner, and host, Shamil Alston, brings you interviews with today's top authors and industry specialists.
Definitely the best.
Fun for everybody to enjoy.
Here's our host, Shamil Alston.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Right Turns Allowed Talk Radio. I am your host, Shamil Alston. This afternoon, joining us is one that was here a couple of weeks ago. Our listeners will definitely remember her. She was a joy to have on the show, and that is none other than Dr. Roseanne DeCilio. Good afternoon, Dr. Roseanne. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm delighted to be here, Shamil.
Thank you, and we are truly honored to have you on the show again. We enjoy talking with you so very much, and the information that you have to share with us is just wonderful and definitely a must-have. It's definitely needed in today's time and what's going on in society. So before we really get into the segment, and just for the listeners, want to let you all know that we will be spotlighting Dr. DeCilio's book, Lay Your Cards on the Table, 52 Ways to Stack Your Personal Deck. And I just have to say that this really is a wonderful book. And I'm not just saying that. No one pays me to say these things. It really is a wonderful book. And not only is it a good book for the individual to have as a part of your own library, but it really will make a wonderful gift, especially for the person that has it all, because this book is just packed with a wealth of knowledge. So, Dr. DeCilio, first of all, talk to the listeners. Tell us what inspired you to write this particular book, being that you deal with customer service, and we'll get to that a little bit more also. But it's, to me, as I read it, I think it appeared to be a little bit different than just the basic customer service. So what, inspired you to write a book on this magnitude?
Okay, that's a great question, Shamil. And if anybody wants to follow along and see the book, it's at www.layyourcardsonthetable.com. And the reason I wrote it is, well, you hit the nail on the head. I'm in the customer service business, and that is a very stressful business. That is a very high energy business, and I decided that there wasn't a lot of balance going on there, and that I would write a book that spoke to people having work-life balance. Maybe I could inspire and motivate people, change their attitudes, and of course put in some humor, because when things get really serious is when we're in trouble.
Exactly.
So that's really what inspired me to write the book, so that it really is for both business and personal, because the concept is that our business and our personal life kind of overflow, and the better we are in a personal vein, the better we are able to deal with our professional responsibilities.
Right, and when you're talking about the stress, and I just have to say, you, like you said to me, you definitely hit the nail on the head, because truly, we are stressed in society today. As a matter of fact, talk to us about the stress level of society today.
I will. And just as a background, long before I got my doctorate, which happens to be a specialty in conflict management, I was a stress management consultant and a smoking cessation expert. So I know what the stress levels used to be. What I want you to know is that there was just a recent survey I saw on CNN, and they said that 8 out of 10 people are stressed because of the economy. Now, that's not very surprising, but a statistic that I have from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control out of Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. Now, this one isn't current. It isn't a 2008 or a 2009. And they said that the cause of death for people under 65, which is probably just about everyone listening to this call, 21% environment. That means war or accidents or crimes. 9% because of the healthcare system, the doctors, the hospitals, maybe wrong medication. 17% because of human biology, but not because of lifestyle. Now, here's the kicker, literally. 53% because of the way people choose to live their lives. This
wow.
is the good news and the bad news. That's a very high statistic. But the good news is that we have very little choices in the world, and one of the best choices you can ever make is around your attitude, how you choose
wow.
to live your life.
Those statistics are truly amazing, and, you know, I don't think we hear it all the time that stress is very bad. It's very bad for us as individuals, and that it definitely kills. It heightens our possibility to stroke and heart attacks, et cetera. But for you to really just lay those numbers on the table, it puts it in view, so to speak, because it's one thing to hear it at a distance, but when you're looking at those statistics, it's like, wow,
yeah.
got some changes
yeah.
to be made. And I am so glad that that this networking is just being made possible, and that I have been blessed to even come across this book, because as I was reading this book, it's like, wow, these are things that even if I wasn't an author, these are things that would enhance my life. It's for everybody. It's not just individuals in customer service or individuals who want to promote a business or writers or what have you. This is something that any and everybody really should read, and actually not just read it and not just have it as a book as a part of a library, but literally put these things into practices. And what are these things that we're talking about? Again, the book is Lay Your Cards on the Table, 52 Ways to Stack Your Personal Deck. So what I want to do now for the rest of the show, we really want to just go through some of these things, some of the ways that Dr. DeCilio has put in the book. We'll let her go through which some of the ones that she's chosen, and then if we don't overlap, I'll choose some of the ones that I've chosen out that I think made a great impact on me as well. So we'll spend the rest of the hour just going through the ways, explaining why you chose them, why, you know, it can make our lives better, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to just open the floor for you to go through that, you know, if you read us one at a time, and then we'll just dialogue about it, okay?
That sounds great. I want to add one more thing into the pot about stress. Some of it we come by rightly. Many years ago, we did not have the internet. We did not have cell phones. We did not have pagers. We did not have voicemail. So that if you worked a 9-to-5 job, when 5 o'clock came, you left work and you went home. Now,
right.
the lines of demarcation have blurred because we're followed by our cell phone or our voicemail or call forwarding or our Blackberries or our you fill in the blank. I just bought a notebook, which is like a mini laptop that only weighs 2 pounds. And where I used to only do my email during the day, I tend to look at it at night now. So
right.
the lines of demarcation are blurred. So this is not a good thing.
And I'm, you know, I hadn't thought about it like that, but you're right. Because of technology, and of course we definitely need technology, but because of it, we all now have a job that we quote-unquote take home with us.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
that not having a job that you take home with you did provide that evening of relaxation and peace and just being able to spend the family quality time together or what have you. But now, like you said, every time we're turning around, something is at us. It's either the cell phone, the beeper, you know, the computer,
yes.
the internet, et cetera, you name it. So you're right. We are definitely overwhelmed with all of the technology and the different means that people have of contacting us and getting, you know, to us or what have you. So this book is definitely a must-have. So let's just go through and just share some of your things with us, and we will take a break. So I'll, you know, because we have to pay the bills here, so I'll break you when we need to. But
okay.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue. But we'll also spotlight some of your other books in the second half, okay?
Okay. And I just want
right.
to say that one of the, I made a sales call not too long ago, and the president of the company, I was showing her my books, and she was looking at Lay Your Cards on the Table. And again, it's not a business book, but it's for business people. And I suggested to her that she open the book wherever, just open it, and wherever it opens, it's probably something that she needs to hear. I said that with a little bit of humor, and she opened the book, and she went, oh, my goodness, I must buy this book. She opened it to time management, which was one of her issues. Now, the book comes with a deck of cards, a 32-card deck of cards. So I said to her, now pick a card, any card, pick a card. And I sort of fanned the cards out for her to choose. And don't you know, she pulled a card that also had to do with time. She said, that's it, I'm sold. So you don't have to read the book from cover to cover unless you want to. You can kind of look up maybe attitude or humor or work-life balance or inspiration. Those are kind of the four categories that are in there. Or you could open it at random, and I trust the universe that says whatever you open to, that's what you're supposed to be reading today.
Right. Exactly.
And then have that start your day, you know. We have a choice about our day, but we don't always remember this.
Right.
So I think it's my job to remind you.
And you,
so
I mean, you have done a wonderful job with it in this book.
I'd love if anybody wants to ask a question, I would like that. And I'm very excited, Shamil, to see if your choices in the book are the same as my choices in the book.
Okay, that's good. And for the callers that may want to call and ask a question, let me just go ahead on and open the phone lines. If you want to call and speak with the doctor and ask her anything in regards to what we're going to be discussing, anything, okay, we're going to put it out there, anything, the calling number this afternoon is 646-915-9643. That's 646-915-9643, and we will get you on the air. You can ask your questions, and she will be more than happy to answer them. But I just want to say, as she was talking about the 32 decks cards deck, it is so, oh my God, it is so cute. The way you have the way you have this package, it is so beautiful. It's so beautiful. It makes you not want to give it away. It makes you want to keep it. But it is definitely it's packaged is awesome. And not only that, we're going to be giving away a book and the card deck this show. So call in with your questions, 646-915-9643, and you may possibly be the winner of your very own copy of the book. So let's get started, Dr. DeCilio. What's the first one you chose?
Well, the first one I'd like to read isn't very long, and I think it sets the tone for everyone on the call, and it's called Think.
Okay.
And it goes like this. If you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out of this world we find, success begins with a person's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you are outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster person. But sooner or later, the person who wins is the person who believes they can.
Wow.
Yeah.
Such a motivational, I mean, the concept definitely is clear and straightforward, but it's also motivational. It's like, imagine waking up reading that every day before you begin your work day. I can see how that would make one more productive.
Oh, absolutely. It's as simple as if you think you can, and if you think you can't, you're right.
Exactly. So it's daring you to just, you know, believe in yourself beyond what you normally, you know, it's pushing you in faith in yourself. So it's like a self-esteem builder as well.
Yes. It's like, and it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you believe you can, you can.
You will. That's right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wow. What's the next one you have for us?
Well, the next one I have
Give us the page number if you can.
The page number of Think is on 61.
Okay.
Now I'm going to 97 to another one that's just a cute little poem on smile. But the reason I like this one that's on page 97 and on the page facing that is a little girl smiling, and that happens
right.
to be my granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
That's my granddaughter, Lauren Joy, who is a joy. So she's in my book. And I sent her the book to take to show and tell to school, and I didn't tell her ahead of time. And when she got the book, I told her to turn to page 97, and there she was.
Oh, wow, that is so cute.
Yeah,
and
I like
you,
it.
As you read Smile, remember you said you wanted to see if we picked out the same?
Yes.
If you read one that's one of the ones I picked out, I'm going to let you know. And this is one of the ones I picked out. Again, just want to, because I see we got some individuals coming in, just want to let people know that we're speaking with Dr. Roseanne DeCilio, author of Lay Your Cards on the Table, 52 Ways to Stack Your Personal Deck. And the phone lines are open for you to call in at 646-915-9643 and speak with the doctor. And we will be giving away a book and the card deck this hour. So feel free to give us a call. You may be the winner. So let's go with page 97, Smile. Read it for us, Dr. DeCilio.
Okay. And if anybody wants to see the book, because I'm a visual person, they can go to layyourcardsonthetable.com. This is my smile poem. Smiling is infectious. You catch it like the flu. When someone smiled at me today, I started smiling too. I passed around the corner and someone saw my grin. When he smiled, I realized I'd passed it on to him. I thought about that smile and then I realized its worth. A single smile, just like mine and yours, could travel round the earth. So if you feel a smile begin, don't leave it undetected. Let's start an epidemic quick and get the world infected.
That is so beautiful. And, you know, I remember the commercial that said, smile and the world smiles back with you.
Right.
And
I know a smile can be heard over the phone, so in customer service.
Right.
Can you hear me?
Yes. The connection
is
fine.
Okay. I know a smile can be heard over the phone. So in customer service, if people aren't smiling, you can hear it. So that's one of the reasons this is included in the book.
And not only that, because like we said, yes, you do deal with customer service, but for authors who are wanting to get their self promoted and want to promote their books, this, like you just said, smiles can be heard over the phone. You may be speaking with a distribution company, a publishing company, an agent, anybody in the industry that you're trying to get, you know, just one more step, another step closer to your dreams. And if they can hear your positive energy, if they can hear your smile, you know, they're going to be more apt to say, well, let me just really listen to what they're saying, opposed to you calling them and maybe they're hearing an attitude or they may be detecting insecurity in your voice. But if you're
right.
smiling and like you said with the first way we mentioned, and you're doing it with that confidence, you're just that much closer to your dream. So that is why I chose to smile, because it's like, if we can just adapt that as a part of our day-to-day life, it will make us promoting our books, which as authors is the toughest job we have, is promoting the book. Writing the book is the easiest. So any
yes.
technique that we can offer them is what we're going to be doing here at Right Turns Aloud. So that smiling is definitely very important because, again, not only is it contagious and individuals can pick it up and you just have a more friendlier world and a friendlier working place, but they can hear it over the phone. And so it's a networking opportunity. It's an asset to have when you're networking back and forth. So what's the next one you have for us, Dr. DeCilio?
I just want to add something for the women who are listening, that it takes 72 muscles to frown, and it only takes 6 muscles to smile. So I think we should all smile.
Oh, yes, it'll cut down on the wrinkles.
The next one, it's just wonderful that you put these radio shows together, Shamil, and it means that we're supported even if we're just supported in cyberspace, which leads me to the goose story, which is on page 21.
Okay.
So next fall, when you see geese heading south for the winter, flying along in V formation, you might consider what science has discovered as to why they fly that way. As each bird flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the bird immediately following. By flying in V formation, the whole flock adds at least 71% greater flying range, that's velocity, than if each bird flew on its own. People who share a common direction and sense of community can get where they're going more quickly and easily because they are traveling on the thrust of one another. When a goose falls out of formation, it suddenly feels the drag and resistance of trying to go it alone and quickly gets back into formation to take advantage of the lifting power of the bird in front. If we have as much sense as a goose, we will stay in formation with those who are headed the same way we are. When the head goose gets tired, it rotates back in the wing and another goose flies point. It is sensible to take turns doing demanding jobs with people or with geese flying south. Geese honk from behind to encourage those up front to keep up their speed. What do we say when we honk from behind? I don't think it's the same thing.
Wow.
And finally, this is important, when a goose gets sick or is wounded by gunshots and falls out of formation, two other geese fall out with that goose and follow it down to lend help and protection. They stay with the fallen goose until it's able to fly or until it dies, and only then do they launch out on their own or with another formation to catch up with their group. If we have the sense of a goose, we will stand by each other like that.
How awesome that is. I mean, that is just the classic example of the power of networking, the power of delegating. And, you know, first of all, you share with us why you put that one in, and then I'll say more about it.
I think that in the world we live in, we're set up to be competitive with one another, and by the gift of the internet and the various Ning, I'm going to call them the Ning, that are available, like
yes,
like what you're doing here and some of the speaker sites, we are a community that can support each other rather than be adversarials.
Right. And if what I wanted to add to that was that for authors, the way I can see this benefiting, that piece of advice benefiting us, is that for one, you have to surround yourself, first of all, with people who are trying to go in the direction you're trying to go in, because we realize that as authors, everyone is not going to understand our desire and our need to write. So we need to, first of all, surround ourselves with individuals who can support us in our dreams and goals. And then let's fly together. You encourage other authors and let them encourage you. Purchase their products. Let them purchase your products. Network together. Help one another out. We're all trying to, you know, get that book sale. So let's just do it together. And if we do it together, we can go further, faster. So that's why I like this one. And I'm glad you chose this one to read. We're going to take a quick break right now. And before we do, just again, want to say that we're talking with Dr. Roseanne DeCilio, Lay Your Cards on the Table, 52 Ways to Stack Your Personal Deck. When we come back, the phone lines are going to continue to be open. The call-in number is 646-915-9643 for any who would love to call in and speak with Dr. DeCilio and ask her anything. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to open the phone lines back up, and then we will continue the show, and she will continue to share the information with us. We'll be back in a moment.
This segment of Right Turns Aloud has been brought to you by our valued partner, publishing possibility coach, Cheryl Pickett. The path to being published is full of twists and turns, and there's a lot you need to learn along the way. However, you don't have to travel alone. Cheryl Pickett, the Publishing Possibilities Coach, is ready to walk alongside you and work with you to make your goals a reality. Find out how she can help at www.publishinganswers.com.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Right Turns Aloud Talk Radio. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Dr. Roseanne DeCilio, author of Lay Your Cards on the Table, 52 Ways to Stack Your Personal Deck. Again, the phone lines are open at 646-915-9643. The first caller will get a free book and the card deck that we've been discussing this afternoon. So, Dr. DeCilio, again, welcome back to Right Turns Aloud. We are just so honored to have you on the show.
Well, I'm having a great time because I'm reading all these things, and I'm getting motivated and inspired, and I'm smiling, and I'm sitting up straight.
Getting fired up all over again, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. It reminds me that, you know what I do with the deck of cards sometimes is, sometimes I pull a card in the morning, and I take it with me in my purse or my pocket or my day timer, and that's what I think about all day long, whatever it is that I've pulled. And sometimes there's someone in my office that I think needs a card, and so I give them one. I give them one that I think is appropriate for them. Yeah, so sometimes I hand the cards out, sometimes I post them, sometimes I carry them with me. Sometimes I just draw one just to see what the universe wants me to learn for today.
I hear you. Now, before we continue with the book, we definitely want to make sure that everyone listening knows how to contact you. So give us your contact information, and also at this time, spotlight any other books that you have out, because, and I'm going to tell you why, because one of the cards I picked out, I don't know if you're going to do this one or not, but I'm going to go ahead on and go here. One of the ones I picked out was Time, Find It, Take It, and Make It.
Okay.
And as I see the many books that you have written and the quality, the wonderful quality, I said, now this is someone who's not just writing just to do it. She's actually partaking of the information, because you've got to be able to manage your time to be as busy as you are, to produce as many books as you have, and continue to hold it all together. So that's why I chose Time. So
okay.
Share your information with us, and then we're going to continue with the 52 different ways. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Shamil. I have written 5 books. I'm going to tell you the names of them, and they all have their own site, but I can tell you that my main site, I guess you would call it my branding site, is www.human, like a human being, -technologies, that's plural, human-technologies.com. You'll find all of my books there. And this particular book is there, but it's also at layyourcardsonthetable.com. I also have a blog at Dr. Roseanne, DrRoSanne.com. I also have a free tips newsletter on how to kick your customer service up a notch at www.humantechtips.com. So I've written Wake Up Your Call Center, Humanize Your Interaction Hub. That's in its 4th edition. Customer Service and the Human Experience is both in hardcover and ebook. Lay Your Cards on the Table is what we're talking about right now. And I've written How to Kick Your Customer Service Up a Notch, 101 Insider Tips, Volume 1. And Volume 2 is another 101 Insider Tips. And those you can read about at www.customer-service-expert.com/special with a capital S dot HTM.
Wow. Like I said, you have been busy. You have been and you are busy.
Well, you know, I do coaching. I do coaching for people, too. And I should probably say that's at Human Tech tips.com/CCoaching.htm. And one of the things that I am really focused on is results, not the reasons why we don't have results, but the results. You know, what are your goals and what's in the way of you reaching them? And really, what are you committed to? Are you committed to the results or to the reasons and the rationalizations why you don't have your results?
Wow. That's you know, that's something that any and everybody who really has dreams and goals could actually participate in and get a lot out of just by the description that you gave alone. So I thank you for sharing that information with us. And before we end the show this afternoon, we will definitely ask you to give your information again, because the point of doing this show is to provide information for the members of Right Turns Allowed Incorporated, where Pursuing Promotions is our business, but also individuals that we have on the show, we also want to make sure we get them as much exposure and connections as possible. So we will definitely ask you to spotlight your information again before we leave. So
okay,
let's continue with your 52 ways. What's the next way you want to share with the listening audience?
I have one more short one, and then I have a couple of long ones that are just my favorites
okay.
as well. This is on page 51, and it's called Sayings of the Buddha.
Okay.
The thought manifests as the word. The word manifests as the deed. The deed develops into a habit, and habit hardens into character.
Mm.
So watch the thought and its ways with care, and let it spring from love born out of concern for all beings. As the shadow follows the body, as we think, so we become.
How powerful. How,
yeah.
how powerful. It,
yeah.
I mean, this is why we have you on the show, Dr. DeCilio. The information you share, that you're sharing with us, is just so, again, it's just inspiring. It's encouraging. And I'm glad that we have you here today. And we also, on March 23rd, we'll be doing a video conference with Dr. DeCilio. So we wanted to spotlight that, and she will be sharing even more information. We will be covering, actually, how to kick up your customer service a notch. Is that correct?
I think that when we talk next, we're talking about coaching and
Got you. Okay. that's right, because it's so many products that she has. So we will be offering that as a video via Skype. So any listeners who would like to be a part of that need to email us at rightturnsallowed@yahoo.com, subject line video conference with Dr. DeCilio, so that we can add you as a contact and you may be a part of that video conference. Those videos interviews will be posted on our blogs as well as our television stations that we have. So we're looking forward to that. Before
yeah,
we
now
continue,
the topic.
Doc,
wait a minute. The topic.
Ahead.
The topic for that is consulting, coaching, and mentoring.
Right. That's what
yes.
we're going to be discussing. And
okay.
She's going to be giving us some wonderful, wonderful information. I'm not sure if she's going to have examples or how she's going to do that, but we're going to have a good time, and she's going to share some wonderful, wonderful information. So I thank you for that. Also, before we continue, want to let our listeners know that at 3 o'clock today, same station, Right Turns Allowed Talk Radio, same call-in number, we will be having author Sean Archer, author of Wonderful Wigs, on the show. The book is about, it tells the story of Asia, an 8-year-old girl reliving her experience with cancer and the loss of her hair. And so this is dealing with that experience. And it's a wonderful book. It's for children. It helps make explaining cancer and the whole aspect of cancer easier to children. So we'll be spotlighting this author at 3 o'clock today. But for now, we are talking with Dr. Roseanne DeCilio, and we're discussing her book, Lay Your Cards on the Table, 52 Ways to Stack Your Personal Deck. What's the next way you have for us, Dr. DeCilio?
Well, the next one I have is on page 9, and I want to preface it by saying I am a perfectionist.
Okay.
And I'm a perfectionist sometimes to a fault. I do like that everything is perfect, and I know it's okay to go for that and to get rid of the drivenness. And so I chose this because it's one of my favorites. It's called Cracked Pots. Not Crack Pots, Cracked Pots.
Okay.
And I'm going to read it now. It's, a water bearer in India had two large pots, each hung on the ends of a pole, which he carried across his neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other part was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water. At the end of the long walk from the stream to the house, the cracked pot arrived only half full. For a full two years, this went on daily, with the bearer delivering only 1.5 pots full of water to his house. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, perfect for which it was made. But the poor crack pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable that it was able to accomplish only half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be a bitter failure, it spoke to the water bearer one day by the stream. I am ashamed of myself, and I want to apologize to you. I have been able to deliver only half my load because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to your house. Because of my flaws, you have to do all of this work, and you don't get full value from your efforts, the pot said. The bearer said to the pot, did you notice that there were flowers only on your side of the path, but not on the pot's side? That's because I have always known about your flaws, and I planted flower seeds on your side of the path. And every day while we walk back, you've watered them. For 2 years, I have been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate the table. Without you, being just the way you are, there would not be this beauty to grace the house. The moral of this is that each of us has our own unique flaws. We're all cracked pots. But it's the cracks and the flaws we each have that make our lives together so very interesting and rewarding. You've just got to take each person for who he is and look for the good in him.
Wow.
That's one of my favorites.
And yes, and I can see why. And for our listeners and for our authors, I can see this one way right here, I can see this inspiring us, because as authors, we are going to get rejections from distribution companies. We're going to get rejections from publishers. We're going to get rejections from published agencies. And, you know, rather than allow those rejections to just halt us in our tracks, what we're going to have to do is just take that and say, okay, that just wasn't the path for me, or that wasn't the right distribution, but not allow it to just make us give up on our goals or our dreams. Remember, your writing style is your writing style, just like another individual's writing style is their writing style. So don't look at other individuals' attributes and compare them to your own and say that you're inadequate or feel inadequate. Just realize that we all have our own, like you said, unique aspects about us that make us who we are, that make us the writers and the authors that we are. And for example, the person that I am makes me the author that I am, and that's why I write mostly Christian genre. But then another individual, their attributes are going to make them who they are, and they may write only fiction or horror. So be proud of who you are as a writer, be true to yourself as a writer and as an author, and then trust the rest up to destiny, so to speak. Thank you for sharing that one with us. Go ahead.
I just want to say that the other thing about this is that sometimes when you're a perfectionist, you're caught up in the process rather than taking an action. It's
right.
Like a painter. We're authors, but we're artists. And
right.
Instead of painting, we're writing. And even though you may want to keep putting the final touches on, until it gets out to a publisher and somebody to read it, you're just a writer. If what you want to
right.
do is be an author, then there comes a point where you have to let go.
Right. And that's, I mean, I couldn't say it any better than that. I'm gonna share one, Dr. DeCilio, that I picked out, and
It's not Shoot Packer, is it?
Is that what?
It's not Shoot Packer.
No, not Shoot Packer. Not Shoot.
Okay, and it's not Fear of Transformation, right?
Right.
Okay, I would like you to save me at least 5 minutes at the end. I'd like this to be my closing reading. If you just give me 5 minutes at the end. Okay, which one did you choose?
Most definitely. I chose, this was my number one. Okay?
Okay.
Reframing upset.
Isn't that great?
To reframe is to alter the way something is put together to create a new system. A great habit to get into when you are upset is ask yourself these questions. In 5 years, how much will this matter? In 2 years, how much will this matter? In 1 year, how much will this matter? In 6 months, how much will this matter? In 3 months, how much will this matter? How much will this matter at 5 p.m. today?
Before you go further, I want to add something about that. At that point, it's easy to let go of something in a month. It's not easy when you go, but 5 o'clock today, you don't understand how upset I am. Then you get to say, who owns the upset? Do you own the upset, or does the upset own you? That's the moment of truth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when I read this, it was like, okay, Shamil, that one is for you. You need to take that. You need to meditate on it for at least 3 months. Because I'm a perfectionist. And being an author, I'm telling you, I'm the hardest critic that I have. And, again, a perfectionist to a fault. And I am high strung. So it's like I want it done now. I want it done right, and I want it done right now, you know.
Right, right.
And you know, I want it right, I want it now, and I want it right now, you know.
Yes.
So there are times when, I mean, I can really be over the top a little, you know, and it's like, okay, Shamil, take it down 1,000. And so I'm going to actually begin to ask myself these questions. I'm gonna allow this to be a daily meditation for me, actually, in the morning, just to get me going. And then, like you said, I like the idea of taking the card with you throughout the day and just focusing on that.
Yeah.
And so, again, this book is phenomenal, and I recommend it to all of our listeners, anyone that's listening, you know, friends or what have you. Again, the name of the book is Lay Your Cards on the Table, 52 Ways to Stack Your Personal Deck, by Dr. Roseanne DeCilio. You can find the book the website, Doctor?
Yes, it's at www.layyourcardsonthetable. Layyourcardsonthetable, all one word, .com, all lowercase.
All right. So
and it opens with she's not playing with the full deck, so you'll know you're at the right place because the deck is only 32 cards. It doesn't really mean I'm crazy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And the book does have a lot of humor in it. I mean, the way you wrote this book, it has been masterfully done. And I personally thank you for the book because I have gotten a lot out of it. It is something that I could definitely see me continuing to go back to throughout the remainder of my life because no matter what stage you are in your life, it can help you continue to get to the next stage or even just be content with where you are. So I thank you for the book. Again, Lay Your Cards on the Table, 52 Ways to Stack Your Personal Deck. You can buy it at www.layyourcardsonthetable.com, all lowercase, one word, layyourcardsonthetable.com. Dr. Roseanne DeCilio. We have about 16 minutes left, Dr. DeCilio. They are yours. Do what you would like with them. Read what you want to read to us. Say what you would like to say to us. These 16 minutes are yours.
Okay. Well, because we're talking about humor, I thought I'd go to page 55 and tell you some lessons learned. If any of you have children out...
I picked that one out, too. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But I did pick that one out. I was like, okay, this is too cute.
For those of you who have children, raising teenagers is like nailing Jell-O to a tree. There is always a lot to be thankful for if you take time to look for it. For example, I am sitting here thinking how nice it is that wrinkles don't hurt. And for those of you that are going to see me on the video, this is really important for me that wrinkles don't hurt. One reason to smile is that every 7 minutes of every day, someone in an aerobics class pulls a hamstring. I like these.
Yeah.
The best way to keep kids at home is to make the home a pleasant atmosphere and let the air out of their tires.
Exactly.
Car sickness is the feeling you get when the monthly car payment is due.
Yes, Lord.
And then this one is, families are like fudge, mostly sweet with a few nuts. Laughing helps. It's like jogging on the inside. Laughing
really
does help, yeah.
It does,
my mind
it does.
Not only wanders, sometimes it leaves completely.
I like that one.
If you can remain calm, you just don't have all the facts.
There you go.
You know you're getting old when you stoop to tie your shoes and wonder what else you can do while you're down there. I mean, there's a lot of ones in here that are humorous, but there's also some in here that are really about reframing attitude and laughter. Laughter, what was my favorite quote? Laughter is like changing a baby's diaper. It doesn't permanently solve any problems, but it makes things more acceptable for a while.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my one on laughter. And I think everything that's in this book is about you being responsible and in control of your attitude, and if it's negative, turning it around to positive and building your confidence and your competence and then taking an action.
And so let me ask you this. We have about 13 minutes, and so I still want you to close out the way you would like to. But how did you come up with everything that you put in this book?
Some of it I came by from someone sending me something on the internet and then me writing back and saying, may I have permission to include it? A lot of it is I do customer service skills training, what I call people skills, and a lot of what's in here is what I teach. For example, I can't remember the page right now, but there's a page in here on clearing meetings on page 15.
Please share that one because that's one of the ones I picked out also.
Okay.
Oh, God,
so,
I really like that one.
Basically, besides reading it, I'm just going to tell you, basically a clearing meeting, the purpose of a clearing meeting is to have people available for their responsibilities without any residue in their heads from a previous call, an interaction in the break room, a shopping list, or chores to do after work. It's that noise or conversation in your head. If you don't know what I mean, I'm going to stop reading and sit quiet for a moment, and I guarantee you'll hear it. Sometimes it just says, what voice? You can hold a clearing meeting with one person, a small group, or hundreds of people. You can even have one by yourself. There are no rules. So in the book, I have one that I wrote out that's about going to, that's the preamble for it that says there's lots
right,
of things
right.
You could be doing, should be doing, need to do, should have done, could have done, ought to have done, but you're here. The fact
right.
is that you're here and none of those things can be done right now. Even though we as women, for those of you that are women on the line, and no offense to the men, we multitask. Men are very focused in the present doing one thing at a time. Women can multitask. I used
right.
to sit at night, and my husband used to say to me, why can't you just do one thing? I said, I am. I'm sitting here. I'm watching TV with you. He says, you're knitting. You have a load of clothes in the washing machine. You're on the phone. You're painting your toenails. Give me a break. So could be that on your way to work, somebody was driving, this one bothers me, driving in the left-hand lane really slow.
Yes, really, really slow.
Right, or one of the kids forgot their lunch, or the dog ran away with the newspaper, or the cat got out.
Yes.
Or you need to remember to go to the dry cleaners on the way home, or to bring home a a quart of milk, none of those things matter. What matters is that you're present in the moment. So if you need to be responsible for going to the dry cleaners, write yourself a note and put it in your left-hand pocket and get in the habit of checking your left-hand pocket. That
right.
way, you'll take care of it later because your job is to be present in the moment. And then I give
right.
you several ways to do that. You could visualize a very large dumpster that's like on a construction site where all the debris goes. You could even put graffiti on the side of it in your mind and send all your stuff, quote unquote, into there. You could write it down what it is and then put it aside and then look at it at the end of the day and say, are any of these things matter? Do I
right.
need to do anything? And if I do, I'll do it. But it's to be responsible. Let's say you sit down to write your book. And then there's this ticker tape going around in your head of all the things you should be doing. But then you're not writing your book. So you need
right.
to offload what's in your head so you can be present to what's right in front of you.
And you know what else also, Dr. DeCilio? I'm glad you said that because not when you're saying that all these thoughts are going on and you're not writing your book, there's another component that we failed to mention. And that is when people are dealing with this and you have all these thoughts going on in your mind, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing at that moment, but guess what? You're not doing any of the things that's going on in your mind either.
That's correct.
So it's almost as if they are energizing thoughts that paralyze you because
yeah.
you're so consumed with them that you're immobile.
You know the expression analysis is paralysis?
Yes, yes.
Well, that's what happens. Your mind's doing all this stuff. It's like when you write, just keep writing. Don't edit as you go. Just keep writing
right.
and another day go back and edit. Let
exactly.
that flow keep going forward. And on a computer, you can just keep typing and typing. It's not like an old-fashioned, I'm giving
right.
away my age, typewriter.
No, I remember the old-fashioned typewriters too, Dr. DeCilio.
I have one. I have four computers in my office, a laptop, and a notebook, and I still have a typewriter because I don't know how to do forms on the computer.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm sort of watching the time with you also. I'd like to read one, and it's a little bit long, but it is my absolute favorite, and it's one
okay.
I'd like to close with. So which is better, to give all my sights before or after? You choose.
Give them before.
Okay.
We can close on the reading.
Okay, so my main site is www.human-technologies.com. My free tips newsletter on how to kick customer service up a notch, I have over 17,000 subscribers, is www.humantechtips.com. All my books are at human-technologies.com, but the one we're talking about today is at layyourcardsonthetable.com, all lowercase. My blog is at www.drrosanne.com. My special coaching offer is at humantechtips.com/coaching.htm. I think that's enough.
Okay.
I think that's enough because they could get wherever they need to get from the main site as well.
Okay.
So I'm excited to read this. It's called Fear of Transformation. And this one really, really resonates for me. It touches me. It re-motivates me and reminds me and reinforces what goes on, I think, for all of us and each of us. And if I'm wrong, you tell me, okay? It's on page 91. It's called Fear of Transformation. Sometimes I feel that my life is a series of trapeze swings. Most of the time, I spend my life hanging on for dear life to my trapeze bar of the moment. It carries me along at a certain steady rate, and I have the feeling that I'm in control of my life. I know most of the right questions and even some of the right answers. But once in a while, as I'm merrily or not so merrily swinging along, I look ahead of me, and what do I see? I see another trapeze bar swinging toward me. It's empty. And I know in that inside place that knows that this new bar has my name on it. It is my next step, my growth, my aliveness coming to get me. In my heart of hearts, I know that for me to grow, I must release my grip on the present well-known bar to move to the next one. Each time it happens to me, I hope and pray that I won't have to grab the new one. But in my knowing place, I know that I must totally release my grasp on my old bar. And for some moment in time, I must hurtle across space before I can grab onto the new bar. Each time, I am filled with terror. It doesn't matter that in all my previous hurdles across the void of unknowing, I have always made it. Each time I am afraid I will miss and be crushed on unseen rocks in the bottomless chasm between the bars, but I do it anyway. Perhaps this is the essence of what the mystics call the faith experience. No guarantees, no net, no insurance policy, but you do it anyway, because somehow to keep hanging on to that old bar is no longer on the list of alternatives. And so for an eternity that can last a microsecond or a thousand lifetimes, I soar across the dark void of the past is gone, the future is not yet here. It's called transition. I have come to believe that it is the only place that real change occurs. I mean real change, not the pseudo change that only lasts until the next time my buttons get pushed. I have noticed that in our culture, this transition zone is looked upon as a no thing, a no place between places. Sure, the old trapeze bar was real, and that new one coming towards me, I hope that's real too. But the void in between, that's just a scary, confusing, disoriented nowhere that must be gotten through as fast and as unconsciously as possible. What a waste. I have a sneaking suspicion that the transition zone is the only thing that's real, and the bars are illusions we dream up to avoid the void where real change, real growth occurs for us. Whether or not my hunch is true, it remains that the transition zones in our lives are incredibly rich places. They need to be honored, even savored. Yes, with all the pain and fear and feelings of being out of control that can, but not necessarily, accompany transitions, they are still the most alive, most growth-filled, passionate, expansive moments in our lives. And so transformation of fear may have nothing to do with making fear go away, but rather with giving ourselves permission to hang out in the transition between trapeze bars. Transforming our need to grab that new bar, any bar, is allowing ourselves to dwell in the only place where change really happens. It can be terrifying. It can also be enlightening. In the true sense of the word, hurtling through the void, we may just learn how to fly.
Wow. Again, that was Dr. Roseanne DeCilio. Lay your cards on the table. 52 ways to stack your personal deck. Dr. DeCilio, this book is wonderful. It is very encouraging, very motivational, and I recommend it to all of our listeners to go out and get your copy. You can get it at layyourcardsonthetable.com. That's one word, layyourcardsonthetable.com. And again, on March 23rd, we will be doing a Skype video with Dr. Roseanne DeCilio.
On March 9th? It's on March 9th.
Thank you, Dr. DeCilio. I am March 9th. March 9th. March
at 1 9th, o'clock.
1 o'clock p.m., the Skype video conference with Dr. Roseanne DeCilio. Those who would like to participate, please send an email to rightturnsaloud@yahoo.com. subject matter radio Skype video conference with Dr. Roseanne, or just Skype video conference, and we can add you as a contact, and you'll be able to be a part of that interview. Dr. DeCilio, what is your final word to our listeners? We got 30 seconds.
Don't stop before the miracle.
Wow. Don't stop before the miracle. This has been Right Turns Aloud Talk Radio. We thank you for our listeners. We thank you, Dr. Roseanne DeCilio. We look forward to talking with you on the 9th at 1 p.m. On the 9th at 1 p.m. We will be back at 3 o'clock with Archer, Sean Archer, Wonderful Wigs. Until then, be blessed.